The Shulchan Aruch, it's in Makuf Ayin Dalet Sif Beis. It says a Yayin Paters all other drinks. So if you have a cup of wine, and then following that you have a cup of orange juice or water or milk, you would not make a shahakol on that cup of orange juice or water or milk. Because similar to bread, which paters basically everything else that you would eat, wine is the king of the drinks, of the mashkin, and therefore, if you make the bracha on that, you don't have to worry about making another bracha rishona after. So it's an interesting machlokas. When it says yayin, is this referring specifically to wine or grape juice, as many of us will make kiddush on Shabbos with grape juice, so with grape juice count in this as well. And it's a machlokas acharonim. Rav Eliashiv is under the opinion, Rav Vosner agrees with this, that it only is talking about wine. But if you were to have grape juice, that would not come to pater you. And he goes on to say even further that if one was to drink less than a melo lugma, then that certainly would not pater other mashkin. And then lichat chila, if you had a cup of water after, you would in fact have to make the bracha. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Nissen Karlitz, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky are all under the opinion that mitzvah novim is the same thing as yayin, so grape juice is the exact same thing as a wine, and it would in fact pater all other mashkin. And it seems to be that is the opinion that is followed by most. And if one is in a case, if one was to have grape juice at a kiddush and then would have other drinks after, it would not be appropriate to make another bracha on those drinks. If you did have less than the shear, then that very possibly would not, and most likely would not, pater other mashkin. In that case, we would hold like Rav Eliashiv. But in a case where you have a normal cup of grape juice, you should not make a bracha on other drinks that you have. Have a wonderful day.